and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Great, thank you very much, Angus. So we already know that the shepherds heard the message. They heard the message that a saviour was born. A saviour was born in Bethlehem. I wonder if somebody would like to come and hold this for me. Angus, can I just get you back out again? Would that be okay? Would you mind just coming to hold that for me? To remind us that the shepherds listened. They listened to this amazing message. And it is extraordinary how that happens. I can remember, I don't know about, there are certain things that we can remember where we were when we heard them. Anybody else find that? I can remember where I was standing on holiday when Lord Mountbatten died, for example. If you're young, very young, you won't know that name probably. But some of us will remember where we were when we heard of the Queen's death last year. When we hear those very important messages, there's something, isn't there, that makes us stop. We sort of almost sense that there's something very, very important we're going to hear. We stop and we listen. Well, for the shepherds, they had had this angelic host. They'd had this huge heavenly choir bringing them a message. They knew it was really important, so they stopped and listened. Thank you. Just stay there with that. But how did they respond? How did they respond? What was the first thing that they did? Anybody like to tell me? What was the first thing that the shepherds did? Okay, I'll give you a scenario. Were they sitting round thinking, whoa, that was cool. Let's just sort of chill out around the fire and talk about it a bit more. What did they do? Beatrice? Okay, they were scared. That was their immediate response. When they had heard the message and the angels left, what did they do? Anybody? Go on.
They went to Bethlehem.
They went. They went straight away. Elia, would you mind coming up to help us? Or Ezekiel? Would you come and help? Great, thank you. Thanks, Hannah. Brilliant. Well done, guys. In fact, I could do with you both up here. That's really helpful. Ezekiel, would you like to come and take this? Just to remind us, Elia, I'm going to ask you to hold something in just a moment. Okay, so if you wait here as well, that's wonderful. So they went, they listened to the message and they went straight away to see this saviour. See, there was no doubt about it in their minds. They believed what God had told them. And in obedience, they go straight to Bethlehem and they find this baby as promised. Now, wonderfully, that is true for us now. God has promised that if we go and look for the Saviour, we will find him. We will find him. But how can we do that? So we're looking at the story of the shepherds from many, many, many years ago. How can we be like them and go and look for the Saviour? Well, one way would be to come along to church, maybe to come for one of our tri-Sundays in January. Another way would be to pick up a Bible, to read the Bible, to find out more about who this Saviour is. If you're not sure where to start, have a word with Richard after the service, or myself, or one of our church members. If you're unsure about it, think about it over this week. Come back, ask us more questions. God promises that we will find this Saviour if we go to look for him. And when they'd seen Jesus, what was the response of the shepherds once they had seen Jesus? Do you remember what Angus read to us earlier? What did they do once they'd seen Jesus? Beatrice? They told everybody. They went. Their immediate reaction was, this is just so extraordinary. They wanted other people to know. They wanted other people to know. So we've got a mouth here. Thank you, Elia. Can you hold that for me? That's great. Just to remind us that they wanted to tell other people, and wonderfully, others were amazed at the news. They heard, they went to check it out, to see Jesus for themselves, and then they told other people about the news. Incredibly, the shepherds became like the angels, proclaiming this extraordinary news.